Blog Talk Radio.
To the people and the Gentiles, Tommy Hart, the one the authorized version ascribes the name Lord God is Real, appears among us with great news. A former preacher of the church and author of the Book of the Law of God, All Things, the Demonstrated Power of God. Lord God would like to share what he has discovered during what is now a 39-year study of the Authorized Version Bible, also known as the King James Bible, coming from the Vatican. He comes to show Bible truths that have been hidden throughout Bible content. Lord God is Real decrypts all things kept silent and in secret inside the pages of the AVB, aka the KJV, all with a level-headed, easy-to-follow analysis unlike any other. His Excellency logically restructures the AVB's confusing text and separates the subject matter into two categories, truth and fiction. He also defines with clarity what is meant by the terms Lord, in all caps, Christ, God, many other titles, and who claims them now in this day. His Majesty concludes, the Authorized Version Bible, written in the year 1611, is primarily a law book, a history book, a legal document, and the first law between the Pope of Rome, the papacy, and the Gentiles. In other words, those who are classified as white people. Knowing the AVB, written during the conquest of Africa, Lord God exposes the many laws of the Bible, from Genesis to Revelations, which include the law of Passover, the law of God, and the law of the curse carried out on African black people worldwide. It is established the Vatican is a governmental body institution hiding in plain view under the cloak of religion. Lord God is here because the Vatican called for him in the pages of the AVB. So without further ado, it is with great enthusiasm I bring before you the host of the show. Please join me in a warm round of applause, the magnificent Lord God is Real.
Hello and welcome to Lawmouth with Law of God broadcast. This is what a one-of-a-kind broadcast. This is a broadcast wherein God speaks. And I mean God, I mean that in the most literal sense. The God that the Bible talks about, the God that the Bible exalts and promotes and glorifies is present on earth. How do I know? The Bible tells me so. Yes, he is here in skin, flesh, and bones. God on earth. God with us. Now, you may be new listening to this program. If so, you will hear things that you have not heard before. Do not be surprised. Listen, and you have access to Lawmaster's archives, which will give you a good foundation on the things that I teach, the things that I say. Excuse me. So listen, listen. That's a great thing. That's a wonderful thing to do, is listen. Be attentive to what I say. And in doing so, you will be attentive to what the scriptures of the Authorized Version Bible, commonly called King James Version, say, what the scriptures say, and what they mean. They mean what they say. Okay? I take the Bible literally. Literally. Now, last time we met, I was speaking on The Authorized Version's Most Wanted. The Bible's Most Wanted. And I went through a few of those things, and I did not get to the number one most wanted of the AVB, Authorized Version Bible. Today I will do that. I am Israel, your God. There are things which the Authorized Version, the AVB, desires. It calls for, it demands. I call those things the Bible's most wanted, the AVB's most wanted. One of the AVB's most wanted is wisdom, and to wisdom I add knowledge and understanding. So one of the AVB's, as I said last week, most wanted is wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. And all of these things have to do with God, the wisdom, knowledge, and understanding of God, what the Bible says and teaches about God in truth. Okay. The question, Job 28:12. And I'm turning to Job 28:12. Job says, but where shall wisdom be found, and where is the place of understanding? So, a question demands an answer. Where shall wisdom be found? Where is the place of understanding? This question, which shall be answered in this episode, is asked, as you heard me read moments before. Let's go to Proverbs. And this is a quick recap from last week. Okay, the Bible says, get wisdom, get understanding, forget it not. This is Proverbs 4 and 5. Forget it not, neither decline from the words of my mouth. Verse 7, chapter 4, Proverbs. Wisdom is the principal thing, therefore get wisdom, and with all thy getting, get understanding. Now, another of those three things, wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, and here in Proverbs 2, 5, it says, find the knowledge of God. That statement or that commandment is to God. Find the knowledge of God. Now, where is the place of wisdom, knowledge, and understanding? Proverbs 2:6. For the Lord gives wisdom. Out of his mouth comes knowledge and understanding. So the question in Job 28 is answered here in Proverbs 2, verse 6. Wisdom comes from the Lord. So the Lord has to be present on earth if men are to receive, to get knowledge of God. Remember, here in Proverbs 2, 5, the commandment, not to you but to God, says, find the knowledge of God. That's what I have done. I have obeyed that commandment and done just that. I have found the knowledge of God, and I present that knowledge to you. Okay. Now, if we can see these things as one, wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, of course, there's a slight difference. But wisdom is knowledge. Knowledge is wisdom. And, of course, there's understanding. With all that getting, get an understanding of what is being said, an understanding of what is going on. What is now going on in this world today is God is present on earth. God is fulfilling scriptures having to do with himself, with, that is, with God. So this is a unique time that we are living in. We are living in the time when God is on this earth. I'm talking about, I'm not talking about the God that you may have heard about in religion. Religion is based on falsehoods. Religion teaches lie. If you go to a church, that's what you're going to get. That's what it all boils down to, is lie. Lying preachers, lying words. Okay? And what they preach, it is intended to deceive. Their intent. In Christendom, the preacher's intent is to deceive, because that is the purpose, one of the purposes of religion, organized religion, bent on deceiving people. And of course, many, many are deceived. Many are deceived. So what is needed? The many deceived need to be delivered from their state of deception. They need to be delivered. How can they be delivered? By the truth. By the truth. They've been deceived by lies and dishonesty, and they must need be delivered by truth and honesty. They've been deceived by dishonesty and lies. They must be delivered by honesty and truth. Okay, so religion teaches opposite of what the Bible really teaches, although the preachers will show you a scripture or two or three or whatever. It doesn't matter how many they show. But they teach perverse things. Of course, those who are deceived don't know it. They think they are getting truth when they go to the church or wherever they go to, as they hear the word of the Lord, hear the word of God. I am still here. Okay, and I'm wondering if I can be heard. All right. I'm wondering if I can be heard. Okay, but let me continue. They think they're getting truth, they're getting lies. God brings forth the truth of the scriptures. Okay? Now, so one of the Bible's most wanted, wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. Wisdom and knowledge and understanding of Bible content come from the Lord God. Okay. Now, let's move on. Another most wanted by the AVB is truth. And I was just talking about truth. The AVB, John 18:38, asks, what is truth? Scripture says in Zechariah 8:16, speak the truth and execute the judgment of truth. Speak the truth, execute the judgment of truth. There's a statement in John 17. Statement in John 17. There's someone calling me now, and I would like for them to call me at the end of the program, because if I answer, I will be disconnected from the program here. The scripture says in John 17:17, thy word is truth, talking to God. The scripture says to God, thy word is truth. What is truth? The word of God is truth. The word that comes from God. The word that literally comes from a physically present, existing God. Okay? All right. So, God speaks the truth. God sets forth the truth. He puts forth the truth. He sends out his truth. There's a commandment in the Bible to God that says, send forth thy truth. Send forth thy truth. One of the things that asks God to, or commands God to send forth, is truth. And that's what I do on this program. I stand for truth. Execute the judgment of truth. Speak the truth. Zechariah 8:16. Zechariah 8:16 says, speak ye every man the truth. Speak ye every man the truth. That's what they do not teach in religion. So the word to all the people is, speak the truth. Where does the truth come from? The source of truth is God, a physically existing God, a present, presently existing God, God existing here on earth, okay, a real God in flesh and skin. All right? Get the truth from God, hear the truth from God as he sends it forth, and you speak the truth. Turn from lies and turn to God and the truth, the speaking of the truth. Execute the judgment of truth. Down in Zechariah 8:19 is the commandment to the people. Love the truth. Love the truth. Okay? Now let's move on. So we have a question and a commandment regarding truth. But is there more on the matter? We shall see. Thus far, we have these things. We have these most wanted by the AVB, wisdom, knowledge, understanding, and truth. But is there more? Yes. Another more wanted by the AVB is one who seeks the truth, a truth seeker. Are you a truth seeker? Are you a truth seeker? How do you know when you have come to the truth? How do you know what is truth? The Bible has already said truth comes from God, a presently existing, living God, okay? Not some spirit up in the sky, anything that's up in the sky somewhere, but someone, some human being, some personality here on earth is the source of truth, and that personality the Bible calls God. And, of course, that personality has a name. On this program, the name of the personality is Lawmaster, okay? We'll speak more about the name of God, and you can check the some of the most recent episodes that deal with the name of God, the Bible-given name for God. Okay? Psalm 73:11 asks, is there any knowledge in the Most High? Of course there is. There is knowledge concerning the Most High. That knowledge is coming from the Most High, the one that about the AVB calls God. Jeremiah 37:17 asks, is there any word from the Lord? Yes, there is. Word is coming from the Lord now, even as I speak. Okay? Any word from the Lord? Yes, there is. Another thing I do is I answer Bible questions. Okay? As I said minutes ago, I posed the question, what is truth? I answered the question stating that the Bible teaches that the word coming from a living, present God is truth. So the Bible places great confidence in God. Great confidence. All right? So, there is word from the Lord. There is word from the Lord God in the many episodes of this Lawmaster, Law of God broadcast. Consult the episodes. Listen to the episodes. Study the episodes. Be attentive to the episodes. Learn so that you may teach others. All right? And be a fellow helper with me. Help me get at the truth. Help me. Help me. All right? That means you must be in communication with me. There must be some means of and form of communication between us. Okay? The Bible says, don't forget to communicate with those who have spoken to you the word of God. And that's exactly what I'm doing. I'm speaking to you the word of God, the word coming from God. Exactly. That's exactly what I'm doing. You don't get this in religion. They teach the word of men, the word coming from men. And, of course, their word is based on lies that they teach. All right? So, a word from the Lord is another most wanted by the AVB. So there's truth, there's wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. A word from the Lord, all of these things are most wanted by the AVB. Let's see. Here, we're moving on. And truth seekers. Yes, truth seekers. Be a truth seeker. Be a truth hearer. Hearer. All right? Another thing wanted by the AVB is doers of the truth. Seek the truth. Where do you go to get the truth? You go to God. You can go to Lawmaster's episodes. Okay, Lawmaster's episodes. Go to, seek this program. You know, as you are doing. You know, consult the program. All right, be attentive to the program. Truth seekers and truth doers. Okay, let's turn to James, the book of James. James chapter 1. James chapter 1 says to the people, be ye doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. Be a doer. The Authorized Version is looking for doers of the word, truth seekers and doers, because the word can be found, as you have. You're listening to this program, you have found the place where you can hear the truth and literal word of God, the word coming from God himself. Okay? Truth seekers, truth doers. And what have I said do so far on this program? I have said, communicate with me. Communicate with God. All right? Now, the Bible defines God. The Bible sets forth the criteria for God. I meet the criteria for God. I feel the bill for God. And, of course, all of that evidence is in my episodes. Weigh the evidence. Listen to it. Listen to the evidence. Weigh the evidence. And, of course, indeed, the evidence shows that I do the things that the AVB ascribes to God. I feel the bill for God. I meet the requirements for God. Okay? And he who the Bible names God is God. He who the Bible describes as being God is the God. That's the true God. Okay? Yeah. Okay, moving on. Truth seekers, truth doers. If you have seen and or have knowledge of any of these most wanted, come forward. Come forward. How do you do that? Get in touch with this program. Communicate with me. Become a partner with God, with the real, true God. Call in during the program and let's talk. I have not named the top most wanted by the AVB. What is the number one wanted thing of the AVB? The AVB's number one most wanted. I'll talk about that at this time. Song of Solomon, chapter 3, verse 3. Song of Solomon 3:3 says, it asks the question, saw ye him whom my soul loveth? Have you seen him whom my soul loves? Okay. Of course, that's the one way the Bible asks, have you seen God? That's what that translates to. Okay. Saw ye him whom my soul loveth? Have you seen God? Okay. Have you seen him? Song of Solomon 3:2. I will seek him whom my soul loves. I will seek him. One of the purposes of Bible content, the crucial matter of Bible content, is that of finding God. Did you know that? That's a purpose, that's a primary purpose of Bible content, that of finding God. Have you seen him, the Bible asks? Have you seen him? I sought him whom my soul loves. The word of God is speaking, saying, I sought him whom my soul loves. And it asks the question throughout Bible content, are you the one? Are you God? Are you God? For an example, Matthew 11. Now, that's one example there in Song of Solomon, asking for God. But here's another one in Matthew 11. Listen. The Bible asked me, art thou he that should come, or do we look for another? It may have asked you that. Have you read that before? But it asked me. I know it asked me. I'm looking at it right here. That's a question. Are you the one that we look for? Or do we look for another? Are you the one that should come? And, of course, my answer to that is, I am he. I am he. As I said earlier, I feel the bill for God. Now, you may have read over that question, as you may have read over the one in Song of Solomon. Well, it meant something to me. It talked to me, and I perceived that it was speaking to me. And, of course, I answered in time. I am he. You don't have to look any further. You have found him whom you sought. The word of God has found its object. Isn't that something? That's a fulfillment. That's a Bible fulfillment. The word of God has found its object. It has found God. Another question the Bible asks, am I in the place of God? Am I in the place of God? I think that's in Genesis. I didn't write it down, so it's not on my notes for today. But that's a question the Bible asks. Am I in the place of God? Am I in the place belonging to God? Am I in the residence of God? Am I in the dwelling of God? Place. Location could be an address. And, of course, the word of God found me. And when it asked me, art thou he that should come? I said, yes, I am he. When it asked me, am I in the place of God? I said, yes. I said, yes. You are in the place of God. You're in the house of God. I'm not talking about church. Church casts out God. I've been thrown out of a few churches because of what I teach. So I found out that the church, the present church world as it is today, is not for me. It's not for God. It's against God. Okay? So, am I in the place of God? Yes, you are, word of God. You are in the place of God. I'm holding the word of God, the word intended for God, in my hands right now at my house. At my house. Okay? So, I answer questions. I answer Bible questions. I have answered the question, art thou God? Or who is God, rather? Who is God? The Bible asks the question, who is God? I have answered that. The Bible asks the question, who is the Lord? I have answered that. Just as it asks, what is truth? Art thou he that should come, or do we look for another? Am I in the place of God? Okay, questions are meant to be answered. And, of course, the Bible tells me, it gives me the description of God, the characteristics of God. It tells me what God will do. And if I do those things, it tells me thou art God. Just a one-time only thing. Okay. Once the word of God has found its object, it stops speaking. Simply because of the fact it has found its object, which is God. And it has found its object in me. And the search ceases. Isn't that something? And I seek now to obey this commandment right here. In John chapter 7, which says, John chapter 7, verse 4, if you do these things, let me read the whole statement. There is no man that doeth anything in secret. No man in the AVB, Authorized Version Bible, commonly called King James Version, there is no man that doeth anything in secret. No man is the Bible's secret name for God. No man. Secret name for God in the AVB. And he himself seeketh to be known openly. That's what I'm doing now. I'm seeking to be known openly. Art thou he that should come? I am he. And it tells you what I'm doing now. And that is, he himself seeketh to be known openly. If you do these things, the things that the Bible says God will do, if you do these things, show thyself to the world. That's what I'm doing now. That's what I'm doing. I'm showing myself to the world by means of this internet program, Blog Talk Radio program, Law Master program. I'm showing myself to the world. Okay. Then there's Psalm 49. That's not the one. But I will read it anyway. Psalm 49, verses 1 and 2. Hear this, all ye people. Give ear, all ye inhabitants of the world, both low and high, rich and poor, together. Hear this. Hear what? Hear this statement. I am the Lord thy God. The Lord thy God is present on earth. God with us. God is with us. Okay. All right. So, what do we take home from this? What do you take home from this? That one of the chief purposes of the Authorized Version Bible is that of finding God. And that the Authorized Version's purpose of seeking God has come to an end. It has found its object in me. Okay? How do I know? The Bible tells me so. When I was a kid, I was taught this song. Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. Well, I grew up and I found out that the Bible does not tell me Jesus loves me. This I know. It does not tell me that. What it does tell me about Jesus in the books Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John is that Jesus is a criminal. He's a person who went about deliberately, repeatedly breaking laws. So he was a lawbreaker. He was an unjust and unrighteous person, because a just person is a law-abiding person. A righteous person is a law-abiding person. You can't be righteous and be a lawbreaker at the same time. Can't be one or the other. Jesus, in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, went about deliberately, as I said, and repeatedly breaking laws, and he was eventually caught. And the death penalty was pronounced upon him because breaking the law of the Sabbath was one of the laws he broke, and that law of breaking the Sabbath called for the death penalty. So when the authorities caught him, they executed the judgment of the law of the Sabbath, which was death. Okay, that's what the Bible tells me about Jesus. And that's what your Bible tells you, if you will hear it. But now you're hearing it from the Lord. Okay? Jesus was a lawbreaker. And not only that, though, but the character Jesus in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John is a fictitious character. He was not a real living character. Religion teaches lies. Okay? So if you are a part of religion, are you a part of the quote, Christian, unquote, church world, you are a part of that which teaches lies. Okay? Yeah. Moving on. Have you seen him? Have you seen him? Have you seen this individual here? John 16, 14 and 15. Verse 14 says about the individual, he shall receive of mine and shall show it to you. And that's 14. And 16 says again here, no. 14 and 15. Verse 15 says about the individual, he shall take of mine and shall show it to you. That's a description of the Lord God. That's a description of the Lord God is real, Israel. Because Israel is the Bible's God's name. Okay? All right? And Israel's titles, two of his titles, are Lord and God. So you have the Lord God Israel. Okay? Now, have you seen him? How will you know him? He takes it from the Bible and shows it to you, the people. He takes things from the scriptures or from the Bible and show them to the people. Have you seen him? Have you seen him? I'm not talking about your preacher. I'm talking about the Lord God is real. Okay. Have you seen him? He takes from the scriptures and show to the people. All right. Two verses say that. That's John 16, 14, and 15. Okay. Now, here's an important note about this individual. He is not a thief, but he is a taker. I repeat, he is not a thief, but he is indeed a taker and a receiver. He shall receive of mine and show it to you. He shall take of mine and show it to you. So he's a receiver and a taker. He receives things from the scriptures, and he shows them to you. He takes things from the scriptures, and he shows them to you. Have you seen him? He is not a thief. He is not acting wrongly. He is not committing a sin or a crime when he takes and receives things from the Bible and show them to you. Those are righteous acts of him. righteous acts of his, and taking things from the Bible and showing it to you and receiving things from the Bible and showing them to you. Those are righteous acts. Have you seen him? Okay. So don't forget, he's not a thief. He's not a criminal. He's not a sinner. He is the AVB's most wanted. Most wanted. So listen carefully. Have you been on the lookout for him? Have you seen him? Have you seen an individual doing these things, taking and receiving from the scriptures, and then showing them to the people? Have you seen him? If so, get in touch with me. Get in touch with this program. Be a communicator with God. Be a communicator with the Lord. You can do it. Have you seen him? Song of Solomon 5:16. Here's another thing about that individual. Song of Solomon 5:16. Here it is. He is altogether lovely. Did you get that? He takes from the scriptures and shows things to the people. He receives things from the scriptures and shows them to the people. He is altogether lovely. He's not unjust. He's not a sinner. He's not a criminal. He does righteous acts. He is altogether lovely. Have you seen him? Have you seen him? He is also a divider. Listen. 2 Timothy 2:15. Turning my pages. 2 Timothy 2:15. 2 Timothy 2:15. He's a divider. Listen. He is a workman that needs not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Have you seen this individual? Have you seen him? He's a divider. What does he divide? He rightly divides the word of truth from the scriptures. He separates truth from fiction. But he does it rightly. That's key. He does it rightly, not unjustly, but rightly. Have you seen this individual? He takes from the scriptures, he receives things from the scriptures and show them to you. He's altogether lovely. He rightly divides the word of truth from the scriptures. Have you seen him? Another thing about him, Genesis 1:4. Genesis 1:4, and speaking of this number one most wanted of the AVB, the number one most wanted of the Holy Bible, 4. He divides the light from the darkness. So he's a receiver, he's a taker, he's altogether lovely. He divides the light from the darkness. Light there, meaning knowledge, that which is real, that which is truth, light. He gives light to the scriptures. But he divides the light from the darkness. He divides the light from the darkness of scripture. The knowledge of God, he divides that from the darkness of scripture, because the Bible is a dark book. Okay? The Bible is a dark book. That's why many people say about it, I read the Bible, but I don't understand it. Mm-hmm. It's dark. It has secret things in it. It has mysteries in it. It is dark. That's descriptive of Bible content. It's dark, mysterious, having mysteries and secrets in it, hidden things in it. The Bible speaks about hidden things. It speaks about the secret things. It speaks about the mysteries. It speaks about the mystery of God. It speaks about the mystery of Christ. It speaks, you know, it speaks about these things. And yet it says, that which is secret shall be made known. And it says about the secrets of the heart. In Psalms, God knows the secrets of the Bible. That's another thing about him. Have you seen him? He exposes, he explains, he makes known the secrets that are found in the Bible, that are hidden in the Bible. Have you seen him? Have you heard of him? Have you heard from him? So, he's a taker, he's a receiver, and on top of that, he's a divider. He's a divider. But he does so rightly. Rightly. He is altogether lovely. Have you seen him? Okay. Hebrews 9:15. Another thing about this individual, this number one most wanted of the AVB. Hebrews 9:15. Says, he is the mediator of the New Testament. What does that mean? He's the mediator of the newly found will of God. Have you heard him? He speaks on the will of God. Have you heard him? He's the mediator of the newly found will of God. What is the mediator? What does that mean? He is the revealer of the will of God. Have you seen him? Have you heard him? Have you heard about him? So, these things we know about him. He's a taker. He's a receiver. He's a divider. He's a mediator. He makes things known. Yet and still, he's altogether lovely. And he does these things rightly. Rightly. He rightly does these things. And he's altogether lovely. Have you seen him? He is the AVB's most wanted. Have you laid hands on him? Have you seen him? Have you touched him? Have you come within close proximity of him? Have you heard him with your own ears? Have you seen him with your own eyes? If so, get in touch with me. Get in touch with this program. Have you seen him? He is most wanted of the AVB. Yes, this last thing. He is the mediator, our revealer of the newly found will of God. Mark 14:16. Mark 14:16 says, let's see here. I'm looking. what I have here. I have a misstatement here, a miscitation here. Unless I'm looking over it, overlooking it. But anyway, the statement that I want says his speech agrees there too. What does that mean? It means this. He's the mediator of the newly found will of God. He's the revealer of the will of God. If you listen to him, you hear him talk about it. His speech agrees to that description. His speech matches the description. Okay? Have you seen him? Matthew 26:7-3. Yes, Matthew 26:7-3. This statement speaks directly to the individual. It speaks to God, saying, "Thy speech bewrayeth thee." Your speech reveals you. Your speech does. Let me be clear. This individual is in no way dangerous, but he is most helpful and needed in the cause of justice, truth, and God. Have you seen him? He is the AVB's most wanted. Psalm 44. Psalm 44:21. He knows the secrets of the heart. I alluded to that earlier. He knows another descriptor of this number one most wanted of the AVB. He knows the secrets of the heart of the Authorized Version Bible. His speech bewrayeth him. His speech reveals him. He talks about these are things he talks about. Have you seen him? The AVB's most wanted. Most wanted above all things. Have you seen him? The secrets of the heart, the secrets of the AVB, the secrets of the Bible, such as the secret of God. God in the Bible is secret. The knowledge is, let's say, hidden. That's why it gives the commandment to God saying, find the knowledge of God. It doesn't stick itself out and say, here I am. Here's the knowledge of God. Read it line upon line. No. Diligent search had to be made in order to find out the secret of God. The Bible asks the question, hast thou heard the secret of God? This individual, the AVB's most wanted, knows all about the secret of God. He knows the secret things concerning God. Which brings to mind, here's another thing about that individual, the AVB's most wanted. 1 Corinthians. First Corinthians chapter 3. No, 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 11. It says this. The things of God knoweth no man. Now, no man in the AVB is the Bible's secret name for God. Okay? For all intents and purposes of ours right now, at this time. Okay? It can have a double meaning, But the meaning now that I'm talking about is it is the Bible's secret name, secret nickname for God, no man. And it just says no man. Here it says, the things of God, this is 1 Corinthians 2:11, the things of God knoweth no man. Okay, things. Things have no life. They have no knowledge. Turn the statement around. Let's change the wording around a little bit, okay? And let's read this statement as saying, no man knows the things of God. That's how it is to be interpreted. It is written, the things of God knoweth no man. It is to be interpreted, no man knows the things of God, because no man knows the things belonging to God, of meaning they're belonging to God, of meaning they're the things concerning God. Okay, no man knows the things concerning and belonging to God that are in the AVB. Okay, things have no knowledge of that, but no man does. No man, meaning being, no man being God. No man. The Bible's secret nickname for God. God knows the things that belong to God. Okay? So you have a statement, no man, secret nickname for God, no man knows the things that belong to God. No man knows the things in the Bible that have to do with God. Okay? So this individual knows the things concerning God and having to do with God. He knows the secrets of the heart. Have you seen him? I say again, he is the AVB's most wanted. Have you seen him? The Word of God asked the question, have you seen him? In Song of Solomon, it asked the question, art thou he? Matthew 11, it asks the question in the book of Genesis, am I in the place belonging to God? The question to you is, have you seen? He's a taker. He's a taker. He's a receiver. He's a divider. He's a mediator. He's altogether lovely. He knows the secrets of the heart. Psalm 44. He knows the things belonging to God. 1 Corinthians chapter 3. Have you seen him? If you hear him, you will know him, because his speech gives him away. His speech bewrayeth him. His speech reveals him. Have you seen him? You can't miss him. You know him by the words that come out of his mouth. You know him by the things that he writes. You know him by the things that he speaks on any program, even his own program. His speech bewrayeth him. His speech reveals him. His speech gives him away. He's altogether lovely. He's not dangerous. He's not a criminal. The things that he does are right. He is right in doing the things he does. He's right in being a divider. He's right in being a taker. He's right in being a receiver. He's right in being a mediator. He's right in knowing the secrets of the heart. He's right in knowing the things concerning God. He is altogether lovely. He is just and right, Deuteronomy. I believe Deuteronomy 32. Let me check that out right quickly. Okay, Deuteronomy 32, as we close out, Deuteronomy 32, verse 4. His work is perfect. His ways of judgment He is a God of truth and without iniquity, just and right is he. Have you seen him? Have you seen the Lord? If so, get in touch with this program. Communicate with me. Call me. This has been a program on the AVB's Most Wanted. A program, an episode, speaking about the AVB's number one Most Wanted. Have you seen him? I'm turning now to the studio and waiting for it to come up. Let's see what we have here. Okay, this is it for today. This is the broadcast for today. I end the program here with these words. Have you seen him who divides, who mediates, who receives, who takes, who knows secrets, who knows things belonging to God? Have you seen him? Get in touch with me. Let's communicate. Thank you. Till the next time.